Hello, fellow podcast travelers. Welcome to Saybrook Insights, a production of Saybrook University, an accredited, nonprofit, private institution of higher learning headquartered in Pasadena, California. Celebrating 50 years this year, our humanistic approach to online education has resulted in thousands of alumni the world over advancing the health and well-being of the communities we serve. My name is Nathan Long, president and host of this podcast. Today's episode features one of our illustrious integrative medicine and health sciences faculty members facilitating a mindful moment. We hope you find this experience an opportunity to recenter and relax. For more information about Saybrook and its programs, go to www.saybrook.edu. And now, join us for a mindful moment.
I want to say hello and welcome everyone to Saybrook University's Mindful Moments. We carry these mindful moments to help the community stay grounded and in a state of well-being during these times of the pandemic. So thank you so much. And today we're going to be talking about well-being. We're going to talk about what it means to have well-being. So well-being is perhaps the single most important concept in positive psychology and is also one of the most central concepts in all of professional psychology. This is from Henriquez, Kleinman, and Asselin, 2014. They say that the definition of psychology can be the application of psychological knowledge in the service of human well-being. So really the only point of psychology in helping people psychologically is to enhance and nourish their well-being. Meditation teacher and author Pema Chodron describes a soft spot that we all have, our vulnerability, like an open wound that was never healed. Pema talks about using awareness of our own wound as a direct path to what she calls bodhicitta, which means an open heart and an open mind. So the interweaving of emptiness, which is the moment before we've filled it, and compassion is expressed in Sanskrit as bodhicitta. And it's widely accepted that in the West, we look at this as an awakening mind, a mind that continually is awaking. So bodhicitta, awakened heart and awakened mind, is something that everybody has access to, all of us. It arises in everyone, and everyone has experienced it. We originally touch in on our soft spot when we find ourselves engaged in something that becomes a struggle, connecting with our hearts in those moments. Sometimes it happens quite naturally, however, like when we hear a favorite song, or we look at a work of art, or we gaze into the child's face. But how many times have we really connected to our own hearts fully and truly? Like being able to look at our own faces in the mirror without feeling embarrassed. This is a universal condition. Looking in the mirror is a difficult thing to do. Mindfulness meditation, however, is a wonderful vehicle to assist us in that, a way to connect directly to ourselves, to this awakened, genuine heart within us. We do have these moments of awakening. And when we can begin to nourish them, cherish them, encourage them, then they multiply. Then all these cherished moments actually reach a critical mass, and we don't go back. Something shifts in our head and in our mind, and bodhicitta is no longer superficial. This awakening mind becomes part of our being every single day. Shanti Deva says, virtuous thoughts do rise, brief and transient in the world. So we've all had these experiences of bodhicitta, of awakened heart, awakened mind. As Pema Chodron says, like a flash of lightning in the dark, something gets through your self-absorption. It wakes you up out of your self-absorption, and you see that the sun has come out. The sky is beautiful, and there are birds flying across it. Suddenly, the world is very large. Everybody knows this experience of being completely self-absorbed, and then something gets through. That's a flash of bodhicitta, of awakened mind and heart. Pema goes on. There's a flash of lightning. You suddenly understand that the sun is always shining, but then the clouds cover over it. You know the sun is always shining. So we can see thoughts as merely passing clouds and not attached to them. This is the problem, the way we attach to our thoughts. You've seen the sun, and you have no doubt that it's there behind the clouds. You can never forget that. In this way, any experiences that you have, particularly strong emotions, are doorways to this awakened mind. The trick is to stay with the soft spot, the bodhicitta, and not harden over it. That's the basic instruction. Stay with the soft spot. None of us should turn our backs on bodhicitta, on learning how to contact the soft spot. And the most beautiful and wonderful place to discover it is in sitting meditation practice. So I will give instruction and we will sit together. And when you feel soft spot arise, this place of vulnerability, try and simply sit with it without pushing it away. Sort of a very light touch, like a feather to a balloon. And just allow yourself to be in that soft spot. Explore it and see what you find there as you try very desperately to not escape from it. So the first instruction is to either have eyes open or closed. The back is straight and the spine is like a stack of golden coins. If eyes are open, they're softly focused in front of you on the floor. Hands are face down on your thighs. You have an approach or an attitude of precious human birth. This life I get to live. The gratitude for it. The first part of the instruction is to follow the breath out as it goes up, goes outward and dissolves into space. There's a tiny gap, and then in-breath naturally occurs. Tiny gap, long, slow, dissolving out breath. So four parts of the breath. As we focus on those four parts, our mind automatically gets taken off into a thought, into a grieving or a celebration, sadness or joy. Simply let the thought go, like a feather to a balloon, and return your awareness to the long, slow, dissolving out breath. When you find that you're lost in thought, you can bring to your mind the five senses and incoming stimuli through them. The sound of traffic, the feeling of breeze on your cheek, the pattern in the carpet, so that you can be returned to the here and now of the present moment. So we will sit together with awareness of our soft spot when it arises, this feeling of vulnerability, and perhaps lean more into that space as you discover your open heart and your loving mind, a sense of tenderness toward yourself. So as I gong the gong ever so gently, we will start our sitting practice together as the breath goes out and dissolves into space, and we cultivate our awakening mind and heart. So as we bring our awareness back into the room from that place of stillness and silence, we can touch upon our soft spot, that place in our heart that we cover over. Chögyam Trungpa talks about that soft spot being like an antler's little, a deer's little antlers starting to grow. And there's these little tiny hairs that protect that new skin. In the same way, if we have the courage to sit with our soft spot, knowing that right behind the clouds, the sun is always there, we can achieve bodhicitta. As Pema Chodron says, when you're doing sitting practice and you label your thoughts as thinking and go back to your breath, you're interrupting the momentum of fixation. Sometimes when you're doing sitting practice, you can see that the thoughts themselves are like clouds in the sky. They just come and go, and they're no threat to us. So in terms of bodhicitta, of opened heart, when you get hooked or fixated and you're off and running, it's actually possible to touch the soft spot of what it is you're trying to cover over. The anger, rage, frustration, grief, the despair. Because inside, what you're trying to cover over is bodhicitta, is the soft spot, the tender spot, the vulnerable, open heart, and loving mind. So with that, we will end our sitting time together. Contemplate that soft spot that you cover over. See what it feels like to just let the air touch the tiny hairs of our vulnerability as we become more focused and able to have the courageous presence for this very moment. Thank you so much, and join us again Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.